Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, the very first one for 2010. We're here taking your calls, actually here live on New Year's Day. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll launch by going into the calls right into Ryan in Washington. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you guys were talking about coffee and decaf a little bit earlier.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and explain what those are for our listeners that are just tuning in.
Well, in brief, coffee is a program that, or a collection of tools that Microsoft released to help forensics investigators collect information from a computer in the field, like during a raid, for example. And decaf is a counter tool that was recently produced that, you know, essentially wipes some of that information off if it detects that coffee is being run. Mm-hmm. You had mentioned that, you know, they will just start taking hard drives. But there's already been a defense against that for a long time, and it's called whole disk encryption. And there's a great free package called TrueCrypt that's available that does it, that's really easy to use. Anybody can just grab it and within a few hours have their whole disk protected.
So it basically locks down your disk with heavy levels of encryption that would take a long time to crack, essentially?
Right. It's able to use the same encryption that the U.S. government uses for top-secret documents called AES, Advanced Encryption Standard.
Wow.
And it's also able to use some of the AES was produced through a government-sponsored competition. Not only is it able to use AES, but it's able to use several of the competing algorithms, and it's even able to use them in parallel. Like, you can encrypt it with two or three different.
So you can really go crazy with encryption is what you're saying. I mean, most people don't really have sensitive stuff that they need to encrypt. Would you really recommend encrypting an entire hard drive? Isn't that going to slow down your computer?
You know, I have all of mine encrypted, actually, and I've noticed no slowdown at all.
Wow.
Yeah, most of the, you know, it makes disk access a little bit more CPU intensive, but most what they would call IO-bound tasks are not the same kind of tasks as what they would call CPU-bound tasks. In other words, like, if you're doing something that's CPU-intensive, like encoding an MP3 file, it doesn't need to do much disk access. If you're using something that's disk-intensive, like copying large files, it doesn't use the CPU very much. So adding a little bit of CPU overhead to disk access doesn't, you know, with the rare exceptions like video editing or heavy database work, it really isn't noticeable at all.
That's an interesting point. And it's making sense what you're saying. Mark, have you followed that? I'm understanding it, but I have
to
ask Mark.
I do understand what he's saying, because I know that there's RAM and then there's hard drives, and he's talking about the hard drive to be encrypted really doesn't affect the RAM usage much.
RAM is different from the CPU.
Okay, well, I thought I understood.
For the most part. Okay.
As far as, you know, not having anything sensitive, I asked you how you could know. With all the different laws out there, how could you possibly know whether something you have, you know, might be illegal or not?
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
You really can't. So what I wanted to mention was that, you know, decaf used in conjunction with whole disk encryption is really a very strong defense, because really if your hard disk is encrypted, the only way that they can access the data on it is if they get the computer while it's still on.
Mm-hmm. And if they get it while it's still on, then the decaf will defend you, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Exactly.
Pretty smart. Now, you say TrueCrypt is a free option for people. Is that right?
Yeah, TrueCrypt is free and open source. It's the one I use. It's the most mature open source product there is, and it's actually as good as or better than many of the commercial products. There's also competing open source products. So there's lots of different options. PGP, when it was actually, well, I guess there is still a PGP company. So the PGP company that was started by Philip Zimmerman actually probably offered the first whole disk encryption option, but it didn't work very well.
So basically when you turn this thing on your entire hard drive, it essentially everything you're writing to and taking off of your hard drive, everything you're, you're copying from or to your hard drive is being encrypted or decrypted. It's basically on the fly. So it adds some extra work for your computer to go through. But as far as your hard drives are concerned, they're just going to you're just pulling data from them. It's not like you're increasing the amount of data on the hard drive. You're just encrypting it.
Right. The hard drives, they have no idea. It's all just data to them. So.
Right. So it's not like you're compressing or decompressing things. It's just encryption, and so it's not as big of a load on your hard drives. It's just a regular. Whatever your regular load would be, it's just writing it and reading it slightly differently. Is that right?
Right. And in fact, with TrueCrypt specifically, I don't know about other encryption options, but with TrueCrypt specifically, you can still use the standard disk utilities like defragment or scandisk. Mm. They still work because, again, at the physical layer, it's just data. The hard drive has no idea that it's scrambled data.
And with computers these days, some people might be concerned about using extra CPU time, but now you've got dual core, quad core, 6 core, 20 core. They got all these multi-core processors coming out. So basically, even if it was a significant increase to your CPU time, which you're saying it's not, if you've got 4 cores or even 2 cores, it's not really going to be noticeable, like you're saying. So that makes sense.
Yeah, and TrueCrypt is even able to use those cores in parallel, so it can even, my CPU is able to encrypt and decrypt data like 150 times faster than my hard drive is physically capable of reading it and writing it. So it's totally negligible.
Pretty cool. Thanks for sharing that. Anything else you want to talk about tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that the census questions are all on census.gov, or at least the proposed questions.
And are there a bunch of them?
Like was mentioned earlier, there's a long form and a short form.
Which one do most Americans receive in the mail?
Most get the short form. The long form is supposedly used in areas where poor areas where, there's economic problems or crime problems where they're supposedly trying to get a handle on what's, going on in those areas that are not doing as well as others, whatever the definition that they use is. So most will get the short form. The long form is just reserved for, areas that meet whatever their criteria are for needing additional investigation.
So what are you planning on doing when they send one to you?
I'm not going to answer it.
Are you going to ignore it, or are you going to send something back and basically say, no thanks?
No, I'm just going to ignore it.
Okay, so when they send the worker to your house, what are you going to do then?
I'm going to avoid answering the door.
So you're just not even going to talk to them?
Yeah, just not even going to talk to them. If they happen to catch me, I'll just, I've toyed with some different ideas. Like, you're not legally allowed to answer the census if you're under 15. So I'm going to just say I'm 14. My parents aren't home.
How old are you?
24.
It's funny.
Very good.
You know.
Hey, thanks for sharing that with us tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and I'm sure many of our.
Year,
oh, say again.
Oh, I just said, no problem. Happy New Year again.
Oh, same to you. Thank you. 800-259-9231. So I'm on the census website here at census.gov. What if I don't fill out the form? And, yes, they are mailing forms out to people, and they're asking you to fill it out and mail it back to them. Their answer to that question is, many residents who do not complete and return a 2010 census form, or 2010 census form, will receive a replacement form. If no form is mailed back, residents can expect a personal visit from a census taker sometime after March of 2010. Okay, this gives us a timeline so we can expect the census to arrive here within the next couple months. The census taker will ask you the questions on the form, record your answers, and then submit the form for your household. Oh, that's all, apparently. They're not even giving you the threat on the website here about what they will say to you or what they will claim if you decide to not answer the census taker's questions. So things should get interesting.
Yeah.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Coming up here, we'll certainly take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Also, other stories. Mark, you're going to do a comparison with us about the murder rate in America. Apparently, it's changed, and for the better. And you're going to speculate as to why that might be. We'll get to that and maybe jump into a soapbox call as well. Also, of course, take your phone calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite.
When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain, the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. It has been redesigned. We just launched the brand new Free Talk Live 2.0 yesterday. And so we're still ironing out some bugs. If you catch some, please report them over at bugs.freetalklive.com.
You can learn about the public policy internships with the Institute for Humane Studies internship program. It's the this is the Charles G. Koch Summer Fellowship Program. It includes a opening week-long policy seminar, an eight-week paid summer internship, and a closing seminar and weekly policy lectures. You can choose from 70 different organizations in Washington, D.C., state policy networks all across the country, think tanks. Be part of a fellowship of motivated, talented individuals seeking to advance liberty. Program includes a stipend and a housing allowance. Hey, jobs, college kids, jobs aren't going to be so easy to find this summer. Apply by January the 31st. You have to go over there to libertarianseminars.com and get an account.
Libertarian Seminars?
What'd I say?
You said seminars. Libertarian Seminars?
Isn't that what...
Oh, it was Libertarian Internships.
Libertarian Internships? I'm sorry. We have the... They do libertarianseminars.com, too.
Oh, they do? Okay, I didn't know that.
Libertarianinternships.com.
It's not they're not the same? Libertarian Seminars versus Libertarian Internships? Does it say Libertarian Seminars there? Did you just
no,
like
I think I've
up?
Been saying it all along, dude. I mean, haven't I been saying LibertarianSeminars.com for months?
No, I don't think so. I think it's been Libertarian Internships.
Let me go check, man.
All right. Well, we'll get this straight here. And 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. By the way, we've been talking about the census here, and according to I did
it's my mistake. It's LibertarianInternships.com, but okay. You're still a jerk.
What does it say on your copy?
The copy doesn't have it because we have LibertarianSeminars.com and LibertarianInternships.com, and I don't want to confuse you.
I'm confused right now, I can tell you that.
It's LibertarianInternships.com if you want the interns. If you want the seminars, you go to LibertarianSeminars.com.
Ah, so they aren't the same thing then. Got it.
It's the same organization, you know, you register for different stuff in different places.
Okay, that makes sense. Thanks for clearing that up. All right, toll-free number 800-259-9231. So I did find out what the threat is about the census here. They say that if you do not answer the questions, this is from the census's website, they claim that if you don't answer any of their questions, or if you don't answer any of the questions on any schedule submitted to you in connection with any census or survey, so not even just the every 10-year census, but any survey that they send you in the middle of the 10 years with the American, I think it's the American Community Survey, the threat is that they will fine you not more than $100. So this is pretty low stakes. I mean, as far as civil disobedience is concerned, they're not even threatening jail time over this one. Presumably, I guess if you don't pay the fine, they might put you in jail. But then again, we know Russell Canning, one of the activists here, got a $2,500 fine or something like that from the TSA because he did a protest in one of their airports, and he's never paid it, and they've never done anything about that. So I think what happens like with the TSA is they'll send out a bunch of fines to people and just hope that they pay. You know, they'll just send you an invoice saying, oh, we fined you for this because you had a lighter in your pocket when you walked through the security checkpoint or whatever. When they take things from people, in many cases, they'll end up getting a fine later on. So if it weren't insulting enough that they actually had whatever it was that they were trying to get on the plane taken from them, the TSA then sends out fines. And if you don't pay, it's what are they going to do?
I guess the next time you fly, they might stop you or try to stop you.
They could. And I wonder what kind of connection the census has to the IRS. Would they be able to somehow yank that $100 from a tax return? Is that possible? I suppose it is. So who knows? I know that Bile over at blogabile.com refused to participate in the American Community Survey.
And I've never heard of anybody having any issue as far as, you know, any consequence, really.
Yeah, they never did anything to Bile, so we'll find out this year.
You know, what kind of sense would it make to be prepared to not, participate, but then be, then pay their fine?
Then pay the fine, right.
You know, that doesn't make much sense.
Right. So
whatever happened with that situation with the census worker that was murdered and hung and all
that? He wasn't
stuff?
Murdered, from what I heard.
I didn't hear anything about this.
Yeah, there was a story about a census worker who had something carved into him, fed, I think it was carved into him, and he was hung from a tree. I think they somehow determined that he actually killed himself and that nothing was ever carved into him.
Oh, I was going to say he killed himself and carved something.
No, there was like some big time misinformation being reported on that story. And it was reported nationwide that the census worker has been murdered and fed carved into him. And turns out none of that was true. At least that's what I heard. That's the last I heard about the story. Maybe you know more. 800-259-9231. We go to California. Alfonso is on the line. Alfonso, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me fine? Here.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I was wondering about how you guys go about selling peace, because I've been trying to do it, and it seems that fear kind of trumps me out. Basically, like, they get these doomsday scenarios in their head that if we pull our troops and only protect ourselves, that somehow somebody's going to build a nuke and come kill us all.
You know, you got to wonder how the other countries do it. I mean, most every other country in the world doesn't have the troops everywhere like we do. I mean, how does it work for them?
Yeah, why aren't they being blown up?
Right. I don't know, because when I ask them, they say somebody's got to do it, and I guess they think it has to be us. Well, and I don't how do you go about selling peace in this way?
Well, I guess I would ask, is what's stopping somebody from building a nuke and coming to get us now?
Well, I guess the idea that the U.S. will detect the launch of the nuke and
we're talking about an ICBM here? Is that what you're referring to?
I think what they're talking about is, like, that somebody's building a nuke and that we have to be spying and over, like, controlling other countries so that they can't get them at all.
Well, that's what the UN's for, right? They have this atomic energy, their atomic, you know, weapons group that goes and checks on countries that have nuclear capabilities, and they check on these things. And, I mean, that's what their job is. The United States isn't going in to different places and checking on these things. And the military guys in different countries aren't part of the CIA. I mean, one could make the argument that you bring the troops back, but keep the spies out there. I mean, what do these spies have to do with what do the troops on the ground have to do with detecting whether or not nuclear weapons are found in different countries?
Well, I can't really tell you. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's the difficulty is...
You're just asking questions that should be asked, right, Mark?
Right.
Not necessarily of Alfonso.
Right. When a person comes up with these doomsday scenarios, usually they're fantastic, and they empower the government to an incredible level that it has never been able to operate at. And what you have to show them is that, A, whatever it is that you're imagining could happen now, today. The government, it does a very poor job of securing us, and really all it's doing is just spending a whole bunch of money keeping troops all over the world and making us a bigger target, not a smaller one. And, you have to sort of unravel and peel the onion on this.
I definitely agree with you there. I think we shouldn't have all these troops abroad. And when people say, you know, our armies are supposed to protect us and our troops and whatever, and but why does that apply to other countries? When you go over there, you should know the risk, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's not our army's business to protect you. It's whoever state you're in.
Yeah, it's the individual's problem. As far as I'm concerned, if you're just talking about from a nationalistic standpoint, I should be only responsible for protecting the people inside this border, not outside of it.
Alfonso, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion here at 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features do include our Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan for free, of course, over at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. Let's go ahead and jump into another one of our soapbox calls, and then, Mark, you'll tell us hopefully about, I guess, murder rates in the United States and a little bit of good news. And we'll start out by going to Crazy Cop Call, whatever this is. Here we go.
Hey, guys. This is Josh from Pennsylvania. I was just listening to your program about some of the crazy illegal crap some cops do. I work on a road crew as a flagger. Yeah, it's not the greatest job in the world, but it pays the bills. I work with local utility companies, cable companies, stuff like that. Anyway, we were set up on a road, pretty high traffic area. We had a big lane shift set up where you shift cars over into the middle lane to keep them away from people working. Well, people, you know, tend to go 45 and a 35. I usually don't have a problem with that. I just try to slow them down and all that good stuff so they keep all of our workers safe. That's my job. Well, a guy comes through about 50 miles per hour. About 30 seconds later, a cop car comes flying around the corner doing at least, at the very least, 70. Flies through the work zone doing 70 miles per hour. Now, I see enforcing traffic regulation through a work zone like that, maybe not by the cops. I don't know how the free market would take care of that. But definitely not a cop flying through the work zone at 70 miles per hour. That's just putting more lives in danger. These people need to use some common sense. So I contribute my 2 bits about Keep it stuff, cops do. I will talk to you guys later. Keep up the good work.
You know, this reminds me of the story down in Texas. There was a kid, and I don't know. I don't think we actually got to read this one on the air. These kind of things happen a little too often for us to be able to cover them on Free Talk Live the way we generally really hash out a story. It takes a while, so you can only get through a few. But there was an incident where a police officer didn't have his lights on and was going from one call to another. Of course he was. And was exceeding the speed limit and by a good bit in a residential area and killed a 10-year-old boy. And actually, my understanding, he hit him so hard he separated his head from his shoulders.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, this is
brutal.
Sure it is. And this guy's flying through, going like 70 miles an hour through a residential area, 30-mile-an-hour zone, because he's got to get to the next stop. He's got a job to do. It's important. And he got some kind of reprimander and put behind a desk for a year or something like that.
Unbelievable.
If you would have done this, if you would have been going 70 miles an hour in a residential, you'd have gone to prison.
And killed a little boy?
Yep.
I mean, it'd be enough to go and do 70 miles an hour, right, but kill a little boy on top of that.
If you would have gone 70 miles an hour, you get a terrible ticket.
Yeah.
But if you would have killed a young child like this, you would have gone to prison.
That would be negligent homicide, right? Or vehicular homicide.
And the reason that the cop goes 70 miles an hour through the construction zone where the guys are working, and people are supposed to be going slower in order to catch the person who sped through at like 30 miles an hour or whatever, is because he doesn't have any consequences to his actions.
Yeah, true.
Nothing's going to happen. He can go 70 miles an hour in a residential area and behead a little boy, and the worst thing that's going to happen to him is that he ends up riding a desk for a year.
Yeah, well, he's just trying to do his job, and that's the argument they have.
It's disgusting.
I got a speeding ticket a couple months ago now. I was doing 53 in what the cop claimed was at 30, though right in front of me where he pulled me over there was a sign that said 55, so I sat there and argued with him for a bit. But anyway, he was so far back from where he said, he's like, oh, I passed you, I was parked in this parking lot here, and like the distance from where that was to where I finally was pulled over was so great that if I was going that fast, he had to have been going, 70 in this zone. So it just proves that driving is dangerous anyway. Driving fast, you can drive fast and drive safe.
You can.
Yeah, and...
Well, that's what he's going to say. Well, I'm a professional. I can do this.
If they really cared about speed limits, if they really, really cared, they'd put up speed limit cameras, and they'd catch everybody who was going over whatever the limit was, and they'd get them with their little license plate. I mean, they've got these things. Yeah. They do not need to employ $150,000 a year bureaucrats when you start considering their benefits and all that other stuff in order to chase people down and endanger lives. They don't need to do it.
Oh, well, it's how they pay for them. It's a big, big industry generating revenue from these.
Absolutely,
tickets.
That's what they're for.
Well, they can't just do that, Mark, because then they won't be able to sniff out people's cars for pot, and they won't be able to do other things like search and harass you and ask
additional
you questions.
Revenue to be...
Right. The speeding ticket is just the camel's nose under the tent. When they stop you for the excuse that you are speeding or you've got some other malfunction with your car, your headlights out, that kind of thing, that's their opportunity to then begin questioning you. Well, where are you coming from? Where are you going?
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been living here?
Fishing for other stuff they can nab you for.
Do you still live at this address on your license?
Right.
So they ask you all these questions.
Catch you in inconsistencies, probe more, try to get in your car to look around. Most cops don't want to look in my car because it's full of copier parts, and they'd have to go through every single box, and I carry hundreds of parts. So.
Right. Well, then you'd have to put it all back together, of course,
if they
did finally decide
to
do that.
Yeah, and a lot of that's really sensitive stuff, like the drums. They're photosensitive. The slightest little ding on them, and they're useless. And that's a $300, $400 part right there.
They're not going to pay for that.
Nope. I'm going to.
Yeah. Because you're responsible as the tech, right?
Yeah.
Those are
my parts. They're leased out to me. I have to make sure that every couple months we have inventory, and I have to check in all my parts, and I have to. They all have to be accounted for.
Right, and in this day and age, you wouldn't even have to set up some kind of speed camera box thing. You could have it on each one of these the cop cars. I mean, if the cop can see you, then you can set up something so that they can identify. Surely they've got a night vision camera that can identify who's driving the car and get a picture of the license plate. I mean, this is not difficult.
But that's not what it's about.
They have to send a 3-ton screaming death machine after you with a guy with a gun and an itchy trigger finger. I mean, that's what they
and
need.
And an attitude.
That's what they need to do? Come on. I mean, really? This is the best way that society's served? This is how we're served and protected? No! This is stupid.
Who feels
and the only
protected
reason
when they get
this,
pulled over?
This is the only reason this level of technology is still in use, because I understand that's how they had to do it at one point.
I doubt anybody says, oh, thanks, officer, you know, I could have really hurt somebody.
Yeah.
You're really doing something good for me.
The butt kissers say that.
You want some cookies?
The reason that they're still using this is because the government doesn't need to respond to the marketplace. They don't need to change the way they're doing because you have to pay.
No.
You can't choose someone else who provides a better service. This is dumb. It needs to change, and there's nothing anyone can do about it.
Well, there is. There is something that we can do about it. We can refuse to go along with it, and we're starting to see that happen here in New Hampshire, specifically in the Keene region, though there's been a spattering of non-cooperation on traffic things elsewhere across the state, and I think it's a good trend. I think it's one that should continue, and I'll be putting my freedom where my mouth is coming up here, as I'll be going to court. Because, well, presumably, they've served me with papers now because of a parking ticket that was placed on my car. Now, as an aside, it wasn't even me that parked the car, but nonetheless, I said I would take care of it because it's my car and I'd take responsibility for it. So they put that parking ticket there. I didn't pay it. Instead, I sent them a nice little letter asking them, as I have in the past, for them to prove to me my obligation. I say, my approach is that I'm happy to pay an invoice that is due. Like, if I got into an agreement with you and I owe you money, then I'll pay you the money. But I need to see the agreement. I need to see some evidence that we actually have an agreement here, because, well, it wouldn't make sense for me to just pay whatever invoices people sent to me without, you know, if I ask for proof. Invoices require, claims require proof. You claim I owe you money, prove it.
Yeah, they'll just pull up the social contract, as it's called, and just say that, since you moved here, you tacitly agreed to our terms and conditions, or laws, as they call them.
That tends to be what some of them will say. So far, their response has been, well, you're obligated to obey these ordinances, and then they just cite their rules. And I've written them back and said, well, that's not really responsive. I asked you for proof of my obligation to your ordinances, not for you to send me your ordinances. I don't care what your rules say. Show me where I agreed to obey them. And, of course, they can't do that, so they're going to show me the inside of a cage. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Even in these remaining moments, enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can support the show by going and shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. The Amazon link is working now. Last night we had some trouble. One of the bugs that had popped up with our brand new Free Talk Live relaunch, or the redesigned version of the site, FTL 2.0. Amazon.freetalklive.com is now working. Also, we had a bug with the Newegg link. You can go and order computer parts, and Free Talk Live actually doesn't get a percentage of that. That money goes straight to the CD Evolution Fund, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. You can enter newegg.freetalklive.com. And the AMP program page, I'm not sure what the status on that is. We better get it fixed soon, though, if it's not completely working, because that's very important to the show as well. It is one of the ways you can support us. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. So multiple ways to get behind this program. Oh, and it's the first of the month, so we have to talk about voting. We're still doing the Podcast Alley Top 10 Voting Contest, and last month we didn't make it.
No.
We finished at second place. The first place show overtook us at some point during the day. We were at number one at some point yesterday.
Yeah, the lead was so substantial there earlier. But it's the same podcast that I believe one of our listeners is cheating to push up, you know, and you know, for whatever reason they've got a vendetta.
I'm sure it's a fine show, but you know, whatever.
They were small potatoes before this listener decided to use some kind of computer program so they could cheat.
That's all right. We'll continue competing, and we still need you to.
What are you going to do? Go to the guy's house and shoot him?
No,
I can't do anything.
We wouldn't do anything like that. We'll just keep asking you to vote at vote.freetalklive.com, and we're not going to ask you that many times because you know if somebody's going to cheat to win, it takes kind of all the fun out of it. But anyway, vote.freetalklive.com is where you can go to cast your vote for Free Talk Live and help us out. I mean, even if we're at number two on the charts, that still is going to get us some new listeners. So appreciate everybody that takes the time to go and vote for us. Please do it at vote.freetalklive.com only once per month. That's all we ask. We go to your phone calls, Amp Line. Who is on the line? Hello there.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
How's it going, Mr.
What's
President?
On your mind tonight? This is Free Talk Live.
Kidding me? I idolize you.
Is that right? Wow, how about that? I mean, we've actually had, we had George Bush call the show a while back, and now we've got Barack Obama on the air with us. I guess I should be impressed, but then again, I don't really, you know, there's not really too much that's impressive about the head gangster.
Who told you that being honest was a white thing?
Yeah, you're just, I mean, you must not have very many choices, but soundboards are really hard to do when you call talk shows, because it's hard to think on your feet. It's hard to get the right clips out. I'll give you one more chance.
I spent the last 2 years of high school in a daze.
Me too.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. All right, so let's see. Oh, yeah, I was talking briefly about the idea of refusing, because you had said, Mark, well, you can't do anything about these speeding tickets and all these government people just coming up with all kinds of reasons to extract money from you. And, yes, something can be done. But what needs to be done is the people that are willing to do something about it need to get together in the same place. Because if you refuse to pay a traffic fine where you are and there's nobody to back you up, then, yeah, that's a drop in the bucket. It's not going to make a difference. But if you are in the same general area with other people who are also willing to refuse to pay a traffic fine, to continue non-cooperating with the state in these areas, then that can make a difference, because if everybody who got a parking ticket in Keene, New Hampshire today were to do what you did, Mark, or do what I am doing here and end up going to trial, and I know that, Luther, you're going to go to trial on that speeding ticket that they gave you a few months ago.
I was driving on a suspended. Suspended the day before. I had no idea about it. I ran out of gas, and I just decided to pull off onto the side of the road first place I could. And it was the Chesterfield Police station.
Right. So you're going to be going to court on that.
Yeah.
And there are a handful of other folks that are doing more court things here in Keene. And it makes a difference. So you've got people that will back you up and that will come to your trial when you're going to court. And you will.
I don't think you'd even need to do civil disobedience. You can. You can say, look, I'm going to just go ahead and do some jail time. Can I do the weekend in jail rather than pay this? And I think that has value because you don't add money to their machine or anything like that. But
it costs
I think
them.
The first thing that you should do is take it to trial if you can. And I don't know what it's like in other states, but. You know, you get a $5 traffic ticket here in New Hampshire, in Keene, New Hampshire. It doesn't go up if you take it to trial. So
you mean immediately?
Immediately. Yeah. So if you choose, right, in your case, you want to play, you know, letter games with the bureaucrats or whatever it is that you want
to
do.
Mine went to the maximum.
Right. And so you've got the big number or whatever, but I've got a $5 ticket and I'm taking it in, and it's going to take them 8 months to get me to trial on it. Imagine what would happen if one person a day did this.
Yeah. It would load the system.
It would gum up their system terribly. So, you know, There's value to that.
It's hard to convince regular people to do this, though, because, well, they don't want to inconvenience themselves. For them, paying the $5 fine is more worth having to show up for a court trial and to go through
that
hassle.
Sure, it's inconvenient, I admit. I mean, I could be at home, but, you know, for
other
things.
But it's an investment in the future of freedom. I was listening to Stefan Molyneux. He had our friend Lauren Canario on his show with him recently, one of the civil disobedience activists here in New Hampshire. He also had Brett from the School Sucks podcast on, and Wes from the Complete Liberty podcast, and they did what they call a civil disobedience roundtable, where they were talking about, just for an hour, just the issue of civil disobedience and whether or not it's effective and et cetera. And Stefan, basically, he didn't really believe that it was very effective and that he wasn't sure about if it was worthwhile.
I don't think it is effective if you're in a geographic location without other people that are doing it.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's what I wrote him and said.
That's the kicker to it, it is difficult if you're going to be the lone person out there doing civil disobedience, but if that's the idea of the Free State Project, and a lot of people just won't in their mind allow the Free State Project to be an answer for them because it's too difficult. They don't want to leave family, they don't want to leave a job, they don't want to so
keep paying the tickets then.
Right. So what are you going to do? What can you do? Yeah. I don't know what people. I'd love to find out what people are doing, but I'm of the opinion that there really isn't much that you can do if you don't move for the Free State Project, because there's a lot of people doing a lot of things here, and I believe liberty is being forwarded as a result. At least there's a conversation for it. Here, wherever you are, there isn't.
Absolutely. And that's why
it seemed futile to people.
Well, right. He had used the word the sacrifice. And yeah, it's a sacrifice if you're all alone wherever you are and you go and refuse to pay a ticket and end up going to jail for it. There's no way liberty's going to move forward because of that. But if you're here in New Hampshire, surrounded by other like-minded liberty-oriented people, and there's a movement of people that are refusing to cooperate and that are refusing to pay these fines, or at the very least, as you're saying, Mark, taking things to trial, gumming up the court system, clogging it up, that is not a sacrifice. That, in my opinion, is an investment. I think there's a significant difference between those situations.
Yeah. It's a lot easier here, having that support behind you. I mean, like when I got arrested and people showed up, Ian, you showed up, and thanks for that. But it felt so good knowing that, you know, my friends were just right outside, you know, for me, you know.
They're to help you out in whatever way they can.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for folks that end up going to jail, they also have people on the outside who are sending them letters and things like that and you know, helping keep their spirits up. And it's just a wonderful movement full of people that actually give a damn and are willing to put, many of them are willing to put something on the line, some amount of their freedom on the line, as I say, as an investment for freedom, not as a sacrifice. I'm not interested in sacrificing anything. I'm doing the things that I'm doing because I believe that we'll have more freedom afterwards as a result of it. Maybe not immediately, but when Sam Dodson, our friend from the Obscure Truth Network, went to jail last year for 58 days, that made a splash as far as it got some media coverage. People saw the videos about that. We interviewed him on the show many times from jail. It got people excited about coming here sooner rather than later. And there have been stories like that all year long where people have been, you know, the cannabis smokeouts have been going on here.
Yeah.
And people have been inspired by.
Yes, Sam's arrest helped motivate me to get here. And fortunately, like shortly after that went down, my boss came to me and asked me if I wanted to be transferred. He knew I had been wanting to come to New Hampshire. I was just over in Portland, and I was able to just transfer over for the same company and, you know, pick up life, you know, like nothing.
Right. You've got to create an opening. You have to, you know, state that your intent to move. And that's what the statement of intent is about. You know, and a lot of people don't want to sign until they know when and how and where and what they're going to do when they move and all that stuff. And I think that to me, that seems like you're planning a little too much. You state that you intend to move and then, you know, your life grows into that.
We're out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Luther.
And Mark. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It's Friday already. So that means tomorrow will be our live Saturday edition. We'll be here. Take your calls about whatever you want, as we always do. See you then online in the meantime. Check out our brand new website, Free Talk Live 2.0 at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at celebrationcorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.